Welcome to an episode of Crippled by Culture, where we talk about everything in life and relate it to the disability and chronically ill community. My name is Sean Gold, and I'm an author, an advocate, and a nonverbal public speaker for the disability community. To provide a quick visual description for accessibility, I'm a Black man with a white tracheostomy breathing tube in my neck. I'm wearing a Black t-shirt. And with me is the voice you hear speaking for me. This is a video of a Zoom call with me and my guest in the other box next to me. Today, I'd like to thank Yuri Velez for being my voice in this episode. And in this episode, we are talking about the intersections of disability, pop culture, and being a YouTube content creator.
Before we get any further into the interview, I want to give a shout out to our partnering nonprofit festival for this series, Festability. As a board member, I helped put together a wonderful event in St. Louis at the Missouri History Museum. We had so many activities and vendors set up all over with an amazing headliner for our main stage. Getting to do this event was a dream come true. It is the best event in St. Louis to celebrate your disability unapologetically. Make sure you come out later this year. More information will be available soon. Thank you, Festability, for sponsoring the series. Now, back to the show.
So now let's get to today's amazing guest. Layla Lynn is an amazing YouTube host discussing topics and headlines in pop culture, especially daytime TV talk shows such as Wendy Williams, Sherry, and The Real. Her channel has over 360,000 subscribers, and her videos have received more than 100 million views in total. So this may just become an interview where I'll get advice and tips as well. We'll see. Layla, thank you for being here today. How are you doing? Would you mind giving a visual description of yourself, please?
Sure. Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm doing well. I'm a Black woman. I have Black hair, brown skin. I have on pink earrings and pink lip gloss and a Black shirt.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So to start, do you identify with having a disability or chronic illness? And if so, do you mind sharing what disabilities or chronic illnesses you have?
I would say chronic illness, but it's not something that I share publicly.
Gotcha. So do you identify mostly as being able-bodied, non-disabled?
Yeah, I do.
Great. So are you involved or connected with the disabled community in your personal or professional life?
I would say no. I'm not really like connected with any communities, to be honest with you. Maybe my kids' school community, but I'm not really like a social person in real life. So I would say no, I'm not.
Gotcha. I definitely respect people that don't think or consider themselves to be disabled. But in your visual description, you said that you wear glasses. Do you not? Sorry, that might be, Sean, is that a question we should ask? No. All right, we'll skip that one. Sorry. All right. Have you learned anything that stays with you on a daily basis from the disability community or from a specific disabled person?
I mean, when it comes to YouTube, like I try to make my videos, I guess you would call it accessible. Like I did have someone specifically ask me to like closed caption my videos, which I thought YouTube did automatically, because I do see that Facebook does that. But so every day I do think about accessibility in that way, like making my YouTube content accessible.
Great. We actually have a question about that. How do you make sure that your videos are accessible when you're working on that?
Well, it's the service I use. It's called Rev.com. It's a service I use. So like every time I upload a video, I do YouTube and Facebook. So I upload the video and then I go to this website and order closed captioning for the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then they automatically, the website connects to my YouTube channel and then they automatically upload the file with the closed captioning to my YouTube channel.
Well, yeah, they do provide captions on YouTube, but the auto captions are garbage.
Okay, is that what it is? Okay. Because yeah. I was like, I know it's a reason they asked me to do it, because I see it sometimes, you know, if I click on it, but I was like, okay, they asked me to do it for a reason, so let me just do it.
Right on. When did you start on, well, okay, so yeah, we'd love to get that link. I'd love to get that link later. That would be really great. When did you start YouTubing?
I started in 2016. Well, actually, no, maybe like 2015. I started with like a Mommy and Me channel, like me and my daughter. And then in 2016 is when my channel started getting popular, when I started doing celebrity news.
Mm-hmm. I know I've been watching you since at least 2017. I think the first video I saw of yours was when you reported on an awkward moment between Jeannie and Tamara. And I've been subscribed ever since. So you said you started the year before that in 2016?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I used to do a lot of content on The Real. Yeah. My first video that went viral was about Tamar Braxton getting fired from The Real. So yeah, that's about when and where I started.
Great. What do you find it harder to grow your channel than others or than white content creators? And will you speak on that?
I will, because I've never really compared myself to other creators too much, because I felt like the way my channel started, like my first video was kind of like a joke. It wasn't a serious video. So I didn't set out to be like a YouTuber with a bigger platform. So I never really compared myself to other channels of any race. But then I saw an advertisement for like a documentary on Netflix about how white creators or people with lighter skin, I think even if you're not white, if you just have lighter skin, it's the technology is set up to detect lighter skin faces and recommend, like this was specifically about TikTok, but basically if you have darker skin, you're at a disadvantage because the technology that detects faces that recommends videos like, you know, your For You page and your feed and things on YouTube, like it's that technology behind the scenes is based on lighter skin. So that's something I've learned in the past year or so. So now I do feel like, oh, well, maybe I was at a disadvantage because I don't really come on camera. And when I do, you know, I have darker skin.
Yeah, I don't know if that's coded in. As a former coder, I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, it's a documentary. Let me see if I can find the name of the documentary on Netflix, but it explains the entire technology behind it. Basically, social media is set up, the technology is set up to recognize faces, but when they, you know how you have to feed technology information? And so when they were feeding it information, the example faces they would use would be like lighter skin.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm a nerd, so I definitely want to see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of it now.
We can find it and we will post it.
Yeah. Yeah. Before this conversation is over, I'm sure I found the name of it.
That was great. Thank you. What video editor do you use when you're creating content?
Mostly Final Cut Pro. Yeah. I used to use Wondershare Filmora, but now I use mostly Final Cut Pro. And my nephew sometimes edits my videos, and he also uses Final Cut Pro.
Mm-hmm. I use an old, outdated, not even legally available editor.
Okay. So are you Windows based?
Yeah, Windows based.
Okay. I'm on a Windows computer now. I do normally Apple. So it's a challenge for me using Windows. TikTok Boom, I believe is the name of the documentary.
Yeah, I use Windows Movie Taker 2012. I can't figure out what new one to purchase.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If anything, like I would recommend Wondershare Filmora if you're using Windows. I see a lot of other YouTubers. I can tell that that's what they're using if you want to purchase something.
All right. Great. Okay. What tips do you have for people starting out in the YouTube world?
I always say be flexible. Like you might start out and think you want to do one type of content. And then you find out actually from experience, like I would say be flexible, but also start like post videos. Don't spend time, too much time worrying about, you know, perfection in what you post, but just post videos and learn from what you post. Because sometimes what you might think you want your channel to be might not be what it ends up being. It might not be what you enjoy posting about. So I would say be flexible. Don't be a perfectionist and like get started. Like post videos, get started.
Do you have anything that you did when you were starting out that you'd advise others to absolutely avoid?
Oh, to avoid? Like regrets?
Well, just things that you would say you might go back and change.
Because my channel almost started haphazardly. So I feel like I wasn't really that intentional to start with. But anything to avoid as a new YouTuber, I would say, I guess avoid being like too focused on YouTube, because there are a lot of other platforms. Like I heard it's easier to grow on TikTok, there's Facebook, there's even, you know, Pinterest, Instagram. So I would say avoid being too focused on being successful on YouTube and then missing out on maybe another platform where you could be more successful.
I prefer TikTok personally, yes.
I'm there, but I don't know. I have to work on my TikTok.
So I was so surprised that I could gain fast. I wasn't going to use it professionally, but I gained thousands of followers in one video on TikTok, and I immediately rebranded it from personal to advocacy and selling my books.
Yeah, that's what you should do. That's what you should do.
So I got in touch with you back in July of 2022 during the controversy over ableist lyrics that regarded the Queen, Beyonce, and Lizzo. Layla had made two videos on the subject, and I decided to message her directly. I did understand her stance, but I also felt like the media in general, not just you, Layla, were overlooking some things. Did the conversation we had make you think any differently? And you can be totally honest, I won't get mad.
It made me think deeper into it, because I felt like the word, you know, spaz, I felt like it could have multiple meanings. And I felt like Lizzo and Beyonce weren't using it. I felt like they weren't using it in a derogatory way. I felt like they were using an alternative meaning. So it did make me think deeper into that, in other words that people say, where it might have, you know, two different meanings, but just the fact of using that word can cause confusion on how you mean it, and it could cause harm to people who are offended by that word.
Right. They weren't. And I got so annoyed because as an author, I know that it has different meanings. I didn't know it was a slur, and I have spastic CP myself. You know, why do you think there was a disconnect between the Black community and the disabled community's concerns? And I understand that the word concern is a polite way to say it.
I think the Black community, I feel like we have a special way with words, like the way we use language, even when it comes down to like African-American vernacular, like we make our own definitions. So I think like for us, it was kind of like, well, we're saying that this word means this. And if in our culture, this is what it means, then, you know, who is anyone else to challenge what we say it means?
And the main person challenging it was not only white, but was in a different country.
Right. And, you know, I think I recall the girl, I believe she lived in the UK, but I just feel like they have their own slang. And I don't go to the UK or even, you know, go online and say I'm offended by their slang. So I felt like that particular person who was going viral for her tweets about it and her article about it, I almost felt like she was nitpicking a culture that she was not a part of.
Yeah, I agree with you. Where do you see your channel progressing to in 2023? Do you have any specific goals?
Yeah, I want to reach 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
All right.
I do. I'm a third of the way there, so I think it's possible. I also want to create more content. I don't always get to create as many videos as I want to, so I want to create, I want to do like an average of 50 to 60 videos a month, and I want 1 million subscribers.
That seems tough.
I never thought I would have the subscribers I have now. So, I mean, why not? I tell my son, you know, just because something is tough don't mean it's, I can't do it. You know what I mean? So that's fine if it's tough.
Right on. Besides the ableist lyric controversy, have you made videos reporting on any other disability-related subjects? I think Chris Rock and Will Smith and Jada could be considered one. I'm not sure if you see that as a disability-related issue as well.
I wasn't sure. Because the thing about Jada, she has alopecia, but then, and I didn't report on this because I saw a doctor examine the pictures of her scalp, and part of her issue with her scalp, according to the doctor, is from having like a facelift, like an old school facelift. and I didn't want to, you know, put Jada out there like that. So it's from... It seems like she has a combination of alopecia, but then also the side effects of, I guess you would say, plastic surgery, which is, you know, it's a sticky, sticky subject. but yeah, I think that would be the only one that I can recall.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what a plastic surgeon said, because she has a scar going across her head, and she talks about how the scar bothers her, but a plastic surgeon was examining it, and he was saying it looks like it's a scar from doing a facelift, because, you know, her face is very tight. Yeah.
All right, well, all I can say is I don't condone violence, but I sure as hell condone karma. And everyone can interpret that as you please. In terms of accessibility, one suggestion that I would love for you and other bloggers to start doing would be similar to what I asked in the beginning of the interview, which is the visual description. This is a simple and inclusive accessibility thing you can provide. It's for those who are low vision or blind. Would you commit to try and start remembering to include it in your videos?
Yeah, like if I'm on camera, I could do that.
Awesome. Was there anything else, Layla, that you wanted to discuss today that we didn't touch on?
Well, we could talk about you, so I can have some content to share. If you could tell us, I know you said you're an author, maybe you can tell us about that.
All right. Yeah, Thanks for asking. My book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's called Pure Love, or Is It? It's complete fiction about a male sexual assault victim. It's a blue book with a black shadow in a fetal position. Pure Love, or Is It? Is on top in white, and my name, Sean Gold, is at the bottom, and I am currently writing two more.
Okay, so you do fiction. Okay. Okay, I will look into those.
Awesome. Thank you.
So how did you get involved into advocacy?
Well, I was thrown into it by my doctor. It was 2015. I was 16 years old. And she flew me out to Texas to her yearly CP, cerebral palsy conference.
Okay. So did you present at the conference?
Yeah, I did a speech at the conference.
Okay, that's cool. And did any of your characters in your books have like physical challenges?
Well, Shane in the book has dyslexia, but it's kind of irrelevant.
Okay. Have you heard of dysgraphia?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's kind of like dyslexia, but it has to do with writing. It's something some people in my family deal with. So where with dyslexia, from my understanding, people might put letters in the wrong place, but with dysgraphia, when people are writing, they could write a whole word flipped. So even though, and I don't know if it's considered a disability, but even though I don't have that particular challenge, I do deal with that challenge from people in my family, like on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dysgraphia is considered a disability, as is dyslexia. And my next book is actually about the ABCs of disability, so much more focused on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I deal with a lot.
So was that what you didn't want to say earlier?
No. What when you asked, because earlier I think you also said chronic illness, and that was regarding me. Like, if I deal with chronic illness, and I would say yes to that. But people in my family, multiple people in my family, deal with dysgraphia. And so that's a challenge that I have with people in my family, like every day. And it's like not everybody understands it, even doctors and teachers don't always understand it. I think people are more familiar with dyslexia, but with dysgraphia, when I tried to seek help for that from professionals, some of the responses I've gotten have not been helpful.
Yeah, you would think doctors would understand, but most don't understand with adult patients, which is where gaslighting begins.
Very true. Very true. Very, very true.
All right. Well, anything else you wanted to discuss today that we didn't touch on? Anything I didn't ask you that you hope that I had?
No, but if you have any ideas, because I know you asked me about, you know, covering, if I've covered like the intersection of pop culture and disability. So if you see something and I might not see it, like if you don't mind sending it to me, I will cover it because I don't see everything, you know, I don't see everything. So I'm definitely open to any suggestions.
Definitely. I'm deep into this big community and it's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This was fun.
Well, Layla, Lynn, thank you so much for coming on and having this conversation with me. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I did. I appreciate the insights that you provided. And if people want to connect with you and support the work that you do, you tell us where they can do that?
You can go on YouTube, youtube.com/LaylaLynnTV, facebook.com/LaylaLynnTV1. Those are the main platforms where I post content. And then I also have my a class. If you go to the business of blogging with LaylaLynn.com, I have like a class on blogging.
I need to join the class.
You are welcome to join.
All right. Well, I will make sure to share everything in my description below. Once again, I'm Sean Gold. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment all your thoughts, and subscribe. I'll see you.